Here we go again, another day with CastBox. Here we go again. Let me take these out to make sure that. Make sure that I can hear myself. And nothing like talking on an app and you can't fucking hear anybody. Nobody can hear you. You know, this defies the whole purpose. Well, welcome everyone, if you're up in the building. Happy Veterans Day to any and all veterans. Thank you for every, any and all that serve us in the military and deep, all the way deep down inside. I truly appreciate you guys and, for those who need to show more appreciation, get it together, okay? Because these people, these men and women, they protect your very lives and this country. And so the least you can do is act like you are civilized in your own country against your own people. It's crazy, right? But hey. If somebody doesn't say it, who will? Because it won't be the rest of America. But anyways, I think yesterday, did we touch on that topic of bullying? Yes, we did. I probably should have switched the title up. But hey, it's a long day. And people celebrate a lot of days, you know, like certain holidays or whatever. We like. People be going hard like all weekend and shit. They like get real narcissistic on their birthdays. And so I'm like, let's do something that's really selfless and turn up for the vets, the people and the people that are serving, like literally serving their country and the people with their very lives. That's a selfless job and not easy either too. Not as easy as people think it may be, but so you gotta respect it, you know? And so I say, let's give it up all day to our army, to our military, all around, to the every branch. Because they're doing things that most people wouldn't even do for themselves, let alone somebody else. You know what I mean? So let's hopefully CastBox is getting on board here and is about to get a moderator up in here. And share some love. I see my boy. Well, he's not in here, of course, because you guys haven't really earned him yet. But he is on my show in here. You'll find somewhere. It is Sean Tobias Embers. He is a military police officer. Been serving for a very, very, very long time. And he also teaches right now. And he wrote a book called Ghost. I'm having a migraine. He has a book that I bought, and then I am on chapter 3, and I appreciate being on chapter 3 because I'm not rushing through it. I have a tendency to, I don't know about anybody else, read maybe a sentence or two over again because I want to feel like I understand it or possibly kind of like I'm there, you know? So, yeah, he wrote an awesome book. I like it. I knew I was going to like it. Ghost of the Valley. And I thought, wouldn't it be awesome to share some bits and pieces of it? Not too much, though, because we want. Well, I want. Well, he wants. And I think you should check it out. Most definitely. I know a lot of us out here have military. You get one shot, CastBox, or I'm fucking taking you to the media. Today's not the day. CastBox, is today the day that we break up? That we end this relationship? Done this before, I can do it again. It would break my heart though, not because it's you, it's just the bonds that I've made in here with people. But the day that I've had and the way the world has been revealing itself to everyone, I'm not too impressed, and I'm very disappointed with how we are treated in this country as far as using our voices. And so I say, if you're not with me, you're against me. And no one should be against anybody, because if this is America, United States of America, like right here, I am United States of America, then it will only make sense to work together. But that's a lie. So at this point, I'm not really interested in pretending or faking anything. If someone doesn't like it, they can get the hell out, just like people put other people out on social media. Yeah. Basically, it's like they say equality, so I'm like, duh. Well, anywho. So yes, that's something that's awesome on Veterans Day. So many other things I would want to bring up and talk about, but I don't think too many platforms are going to respect these to the topic, and so I refuse to share it with. See, I'm trying to be respectful, like unlike some other platforms. I just don't think people really have people's best interests at heart anymore these days, no matter where they are or what they do. And let me just tell you this much. It pays off a lot to use your own brains and to think. If you want to take over the world, what would you do? Take over every and anything possibly humane about us and twist it. And so basically, when you get to thinking like that, you start to see everybody for the bullshit that they are, and then you just start turning that shit around and just start feeding them the bullshit back. It's called the attraction and the art of fuck you too. So anyhow, I'm just a little disappointed that we spend most of our time trying to be good human beings for the most part and teaching our children how to, and then your country turns right back around and basically shows you that they were never mature in the first place, and that they don't act or treat fairly, and everything was a lie. So I'm not scared to say that, because people tend to become that way because that's how the world treats you. That's why bullying doesn't get taken care of, because the world is a bully, and that's for weak, cowardice people. See, Jesus Christ is my creator, and so therefore, you can screw off, and everybody else can screw off. That feels like it's okay to take a group of people and treat them differently and ignore the fact that they're dying. And that's as far as I'm going to go with that. Because when we were trying to share it earlier, and the poor dear mother, I just found out really what a messed up world that I lived in. That's why I don't watch TV anymore. It's not as entertaining as it used to be, because I'm living it. We're all living it. But thank God I have a soul. And Jesus Christ is that. The only person I'm gonna ever be fearing ain't no bitch ass human being, I tell you that much, or whatever they call it. It'll be the Lord itself, my creator. And just after a while, you just go get so tired of people's bullshit that that shit don't work on you anymore. The threats and the making people belittling people, and people actually believing that they are nothing, that they mean nothing, and that people are superior to them, is a really cowardly thing to do. And with all my heart and soul and guts and glory, I know for a fact what I'm being spoken to and reached inside of, and Jesus and God resides inside of me, and said it was okay. So protection, got it. But see, I'm still very respectful because my mother did a great job. I had nothing to do with my skin. So let me be the first to start the rest of the beautiful day, Veterans Day, to let any and everybody know that's listening in this whole entire world on earth, that has, if anyone has ever made you feel less than because of the way you look and the color of your skin, I apologize from the depths of my soul because they're an idiot. And self-hatred doesn't know how to show respect. So, cheers to them for not knowing how to love themselves. It's my gift to them for all these years of showing me they couldn't care less if I was alive or dead. I just can't get in on board with treating human beings like crap. We are born with certain unalienable rights. You do not have to be here in the United States of America to have to be born with certain unalienable rights. You just have to be a human being that was put here, not by any man, okay? So therefore, no man on this planet could ever have the power or significance to tell you what your life is worth. They lied, but God's gonna take care of that. Let me make that clear. You might not believe me because people have been beaten down for so many decades and centuries as a people, as if we're nothing. And if you really sit back and wrap your head around how people, human beings, are actually treated, what the hell is going on? Even animals don't deserve this. So it can only be of evil sources. It's good and bad. But I know I couldn't even fathom ever hurting someone, anyone, the way that human beings hurt other human beings. Only a monster can do things that humans do to other human beings. That can only be a monster. It can't be of anything pure. I doubt it. So what does that leave us with? I don't know about everybody else because, you know, everyone's different. But I would say get to know, repent, and love God. And relationship with Jesus, because that's some kind of selflessness that we'll never see again. And for us to live in this world the way that we do, and people to have no regards to that, pisses me off. Who do I have here? Hello. I am doing well. Hey there, hey there. How are you doing? It's been a long time no see, Babacar. Forgive me, I was just going on a little rant here. You know, gotta get it in when the people allow you to, because suppression of voice is the new 2020. If you didn't know that yet, let me be the first to tell you. And it's not a good time. Nope. So what's up? What's up? Tell me something good. Tell me something new. Okay, I'm still there. Are you still there? I'm just text really quick with my phone sucks. Like, does everybody else like feel like their phones and shit suck? Okay, if you can still hear me, I'm still here. I just had to text this person back. Gonna give him a heart. Just feeling that kind of way today. You never know. Life is so short. Hey there, how are you? Hey there, hey there. Can you hear me? Wait, let me see. Let me plug this in really quick so I can hear you.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay, I think I can hear you a little bit better. I'm gonna try something. Yeah, I don't think that's.
How've you been?
Okay, what was that? Are you able to hear me? Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Castbox today, but they're not making this easy. You still there, hun?
How have you been?
Huh? Let's see something.
Yeah, sure. I get you.
Okay, I think I can hear you a little bit better. So how are you?
You hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Me.
I'm gonna see if I can pull you up on this other one. I don't know, her text box is being
Yeah, I'm
good.
here.
I gotta find some new hosting services. Goodness. If you can hear me, if you can't,
I'm doing pretty good.
I'm actually gonna sign in on a whole nother device.
How
So I'll
about you?
okay, I guess for the most part, it's been crazy. I think that's going on in the world, the worldly stuff. How about you? How are you? Okay, if you're still there, give me a second. I'm going to try to get another device.
Been a while, yeah.
Hold on. One second, my son has a horrible bedroom. Gives me anxiety. Okay, Bubba Car, I'm right here. I'm switching over. Thank you for being patient. Really have a terrible pet peeve of a messy room. Okay, so everybody, if you're still listening, the network is going in and out. I guess that's why they call it cat, what they call it, crash box. But I'm going to switch over to a different site.
Yeah.
About 20 seconds. Great. Okay, here we go. Here we go. So, if you can hear me, say hello. Okay, that's fine.
Hi.
Okay, you can hear me. Am I coming in and out? Am I breaking up? Okay, I'm almost signed in. Oh, what a day. All right, let's see. Yeah, the network is You know, it only does this when I get on Castbox. So I'm gonna figure out what this is because people keep saying this. And I've been with this Castbox for like over a year. Maybe I'm just being too nice. What do you think? I'm signing on to something else. I do have a good, I wouldn't call it a theory because that word triggers people. Maybe I'll call it common sense. But lately, it just seems like more than meets the eye. Even when you sign a whole bill on something, still does the same thing that you signed again. That speaks volumes. Makes you wonder, what are you really voting for? I'm wondering a lot of things. Huh? I'm still here, hon. Just give me a second. I'm signing in. Sorry, the suppressors are working overtime trying to not allow the people to be heard. Oh, did I write this through? Okay, I'm gonna sign in. All right. Okay, we'll call 1 second. Okay, Brandy. This is just bad business. Like, I wouldn't want to represent or be a part of anything that this is what they did, because this just happens way too often, and I'm kind of over it. That's why I don't do as much as I used to with certain apps, because I'm not wasting my time, and I'm going to tell everybody else don't waste their time too, because that's what a good person does. So, are you still on Anchor? I'm almost in. You are? Yeah, we gotta hook up on Anchor and do a show. You know? Okay, I'm almost in. Gotta put my password. 12 5 9. Huh? Okay, I'm almost in, and then I'll be able to actually hear you or hear each other better. And just okay. All right, I'm in okay, so are you there? Okay, so I'm going to sign off of this one and then just come back in. I'll be on some on my computer, so I guess I have to go out and come back in. Okay. Actually, I'm just gonna sign. I'm in it right now, and then I'll sign off this one. Okay. See if I see your name. Yep, there you go. I see you.
Problem, no problem.
Okay, I'm on my computer now. Oh yeah, I see you put fixed now. Oh, you could hear me clearly. Yeah, I couldn't hear you. Okay. I'm thinking if I put this headphone on, 1 second. Then I can actually, on my computer, I don't hear you. I think you have to call back in. I'm gonna plug this headphone up. Okay, so say something and see if I can hear you. Can you do me a favor? Do you think you can go out and then come back in? So maybe then I'll hear you on the other device. Okay.